this is a particular problem that Judge Corey is facing, because he's in a very difficult jurisdiction for what's happening to him to be happening to any retention candidate, because Alaska, and especially the 3rd District of Alaska where Corey is, it's one of the most unfriendly places to retention candidates in general in any of the retention states in the country, meaning that a higher percentage of the electorate typically votes no on retention judges just across the board than in almost any other place that uses retention elections. There are places where judges routinely get approval rates of over 80%, but in Alaska's 3rd District, the rates have been running in the low 60s in recent years, and I think 2 years ago the median was 59-something. So that just means that judges have less wiggle room and there's less of a cushion to protect them if they're targeted for defeat. So Judge Corey is much more vulnerable to him than if this were happening just about anywhere else.
Can that somehow be attributed to maybe the political climate in each particular district and kind of the perception by some folks that judges are very liberal and they make law themselves rather than follow the law?
I think so. I think just the kind of the political culture of the different states can play a large role into it. It's not so much a matter of just liberal or conservative or Republican or Democrat, because some of the most conservative and Republican states in the country can have very high rates of approval of judges. Places like Wyoming and Montana and Utah are among the highest states as far as the levels of support that they give to judges. So it's not just a partisan thing. When I was researching the Law Review article, I was reading things about how kind of for a long time the culture in Alaska has been much more skeptical towards law and skeptical towards the judicial system than in other places. And that probably does play a large role in it, just the fact that Alaska is also a very conservative place, but the approval rates for judges are much lower than in other states that are also conservative. So it's much more a matter of political culture than pure partisanship.